It's the Sports Card Strategy Show. Welcome, everybody. I am Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. And I've got my main man, Kendall Lefty McKee, playing through some injuries today, Lefty. Lefty's a little bit under the weather, but he's like the Cal Ripken of the show. He's on the streak. He's even here when I'm not here sometimes, when I'm on vacation. So
Can't miss, bro. Can't miss.
We've got Chad Gill in the waiting room. He's back, ready for a power-packed episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. A lot to talk about. We're going to get into it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Real quick, first, I want to talk about Graybo's Sports Cards, a hobby shop located in Richmond, Virginia. Graybo's opened in February 2023 and is owned by Duke Dodson, coined the Duke of Southern Sports Cards by our very own audience member, Mr. Ryan Borusky. Borusky likes to throw out nicknames, so the Duke of Southern Sports Cards is his nickname now.
That's a sick nickname.
It is pretty sick. Ryan Fitz and Gray Burnett. Gray Burnett is who the shop is named after. Graybo is his nickname. If you're wondering why it's called Graybo's, it's after Gray Burnett. The three owners of Graybo's collected as kids, fell out of the hobby for a few years, got back into the hobby in 2021, put their heads together and decided to create the ultimate experience for sports cards collectors and investors in the Arts District of Richmond. Graybo sells wax, raw singles, and graded singles. They run breaks every Tuesday night on Instagram Live. Check them out at on IG at Graybo's_cards or at Graybo's.co. Also, everybody, don't forget to get a year premium for free at nooffseason.com. You want that. It's the Sports Card Investment Report. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com to find out how.
Your boy.
Let's see. We got all my shoes in the house.
Like clockwork.
Like clockwork. We love the shoes. Good morning, Duder. And Brian Steeler 714. On the heels of shoes, good to see you, 714. I know you're the first one in. We appreciate you. We'll be talking some baseball, some Bowman today for sure. There's some follow-up that I have on Lefty's amazing episode last week of the Baseball Card Strategy Show, so we'll get into that in a second. Stay tuned, Brian. We also have Chad Gill has a really cool flip to fund your PC coming up later on in the show, and we've got some great audience questions today, as always, that we're going to answer. So, all right, Lefty, let's go L of the week, man. You're up first. What do you got for your L of the week other than the fact that you're a little bit under the weather today?
Yeah, being under the weather is an L for sure, especially because like it started Wednesday and I was like, okay, little throat tickle, you know, nothing serious. And then I was like, okay, I just need to sleep some more. Had an action-packed week at work. And so I just wasn't able to probably rest enough. And here I am still dealing with all this head congestion. And yesterday, I was at church and then outside afterwards, and there was a bunch of people talking. And so my ears were like real, like stopped up, and it was just like a bunch of noise. I couldn't really differentiate between anything. It's just tough.
Sounds like the sports card market from time to time. Bunch of noise, can't differentiate between anything.
So that's an L of the week for me. But I think here's the biggest L. I have been talking about 2023 Bowman for a while. It was supposed to come out April 26th. It gets released early. People start getting their pre-orders from Topps early last week. So people start just showing up with hobby boxes and people are like, am I the only one getting them? And then it's just like popping up on Twitter. People are getting their hobby boxes. I have mad jealousy, just filled with green jealous rage because I didn't get any of mine. I start looking for my man, Spencer Jones, who I have already been talking about and sports card strategy. I just Google on eBay within 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, maybe somebody's put one on eBay already. Spencer Jones, Bowman Chrome Auto. Click. There's one. It's a redemption. All of his autos are redemption autos. I'm like, no, this couldn't be worse. Plus, they're going for like $350 with 6 days left on auction. I'm like, oh my goodness, these are going to be so overpriced. But maybe someday I'll be able to afford and own a Spencer Jones auto, who's going to be a big Yankees pull from this product. I am super, super pumped because Aram Layton is putting out an article today on justbaseball.com over the top investments for this product, and I will be sharing that with you guys as well because he's a guy that I super love and trust when it comes to prospect analysis.
Yeah, we love Aram. We gotta get him on the show. We've had, I think, Brian Steeler 714 or somebody else in the audience wanted him on the show. We're gonna try to make that happen. I think the National could be a good potential way to make that happen, just given his schedule and everything. But yeah, Lefty is with JustBaseball.com also, and Just Breaks. So Lefty, anything you want to share with us from Just Breaks?
We had a nice break last night of two hobby boxes of 2022 Bowman Draft Sapphire, and I pulled this beauty out of it. A Termar Johnson, first round pick from the Pirates out of 99, worth probably about $300. Super excited about that. I had one break slot and it went to me. I was like, yeah, thanks. And everybody's like, oh, this is rigged. Backyard breaks. Here we go.
But Lefty is honest. He's probably the most honest guy in the hobby. One of them. There's a lot of honest guys in the hobby. Lefty's definitely one of them. That's why he's here with me. Craig's Cards 11. Good morning to you. Good to see you. Follow just_breaks on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, so before I get into my L of the week, I actually want to give some props out to a couple other people in the hobby. And I don't do this very often because I actually don't consume much content, to be honest, other than just researching for our own purposes. But I will give props to a couple people out there. Lefty had texted me a link to download the Card Shop Live app. And those are the guys, our friends over at Sports Cards Nonsense, Mike and Jesse. Want to give them a shout out. They're great guys. I met them at the Mint Collective, and they work their asses off and they're in the grind, and they have this new app that they've been talking about for, you know, they've been developing it for a while now. Lefty and I both downloaded it. Card Shop Live, check it out. Looks great to me. I haven't done much on many of the apps like Whatnot, Drip, Loop. Now there's Card Shop Live. I think it could be an opportunity for me to do a little bit on those apps. Buying, probably not selling, but probably trying to look up some deals, see what they've got going on.
I might be selling on it. Ooh.
You might be selling on it?
Little hint, hint.
Okay. All right, cool. So more to come on that, but I did want to give props to Mike and Jesse. Card Shop Live, check it out. Download the app. Let us know what you think here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. Mike, Jesse, if you guys want to come on, talk about it. Would be happy to have you. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com. You've got my contact info from when we met at Mint. So I'm trying to build that relationship, build that bridge. We're all in this together, people. Another shout out I want to give is Aaron Nowak at Slab Stocks and his partners over there as well. They do a great job. I thought this was cool.
Let's go.
I have sick. Their, I'm a big spreadsheet guy and a big data guy. And they have a daily slab email that I read every day. They do a great job, like looking up what the top auction listings are on eBay and PWCC and stuff. But in one of their daily slabs over the weekend, they put out this 2023 Bowman baseball cheat sheet. I just thought it was badass. So props to Aaron and the Slab Stock peeps.
I disagree with some of these. I'll just have you know.
Okay. Well, this could be a good topic for another baseball card strategy show coming up, Lefty. So we'll save it. But I just wanted to give props to their Google Doc, their free Google Sheet.
Dude, send me this link. I gotta dive in.
I will. And if anyone wants the link, just email me at paul@nooffseason.com. If you don't get the daily slab from Slab Stocks, I'll just email you the link and I won't bother you with anything else if you don't want me to.
Is this in our base camp thing?
It probably is in our base camp thing, but I'll send it to you. Yeah. Yeah, it's in our agenda. It's linked to in our show agenda.
Let's go. Organization, guys. Look at us.
We're trying to find here. Yeah, like I said, I think a while ago, like Lefty and I really didn't prepare for the show at all. We just had amazing chemistry. And now we're actually preparing to see like what you're looking at. A little bit of prep. So Let's go.
Further, faster. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. Good morning, Greeny Green, back in the house. We're gonna get
Toa back. Where's he at?
I know. I miss Toa. But hey, look, Greeny Green, come meet us at the National. We've got Baruski's in, Shoes is in, Chad's in. Seriously, all three of those guys.
We should do like a little no off season dinner or like card swap. That'd be cool.
Absolutely. We're gonna do a no off season audience meetup, Lefty. You're gonna be there.
Yes.
I'm going to be there. And Chad, Baruski, and Shoes are already committed. So Greeny Green, we got to get you in. Got to get Toa back in the house. Anybody, let us. RPO Sports Cards. James is RPO Sports Cards. We got to get all these guys. Everybody's welcome. Email me for details. Paul@nooffseason.com.
Except for Soccer Card Idiot. He's not allowed.
SSI. Ooh, calling out SSI. You're allowed. You're allowed, Kevin. Kevin SSI. All right.
You just dox him like that.
L of the week from me. This play here did not work out, people. Unfortunately, I don't know. I thought it was going to work. Sometimes it doesn't. On the left, you see that I paid $575 plus $50 grading to send in this, what I thought was pretty sweet, the Anthony Edwards Ant-Man inscription audio. Ant-Man inscription auto. It was a Beckett authenticated in-person auto. And I crossed it over at PSA in the slab because you've got to show PSA that it's authenticated already. Otherwise, you could lose out on that. Came back a 9.9, which I thought was great. That was an earlier win of the week a few weeks ago. And then I listed it. Thought it was going to sell for, a little bit of a profit. Did not get the bids in the end that I thought it was going to get, Lefty. Despite Ant-Man putting up 41 points in a playoff game before that. And sold for $355, lost $220. So that was my L of the week, which just absolutely stings at this point when you're trying to make a profit. But there you have it. So are we ready to move into to your W of the week, though? Let's get into more positive notes. And we've got some audience W's of the week to share as well. So
yeah.
First, Lefty.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say one that I had on my L of the week in our agenda, but I was like, I can't really say it's an L of the week because it hasn't cost me anything. But I've been watching maxi prices, and it's similar to your Ant-Man. They haven't popped like I thought they would. And I think it's because everyone expected Sixers to just wipe the Brooklyn Nets. But Paul, I am so excited about this potential Celtics and Sixers series. Like, this might be my NBA finals. It might be like what I enjoy the most out of the NBA playoffs, because like this Celtics Sixers series has potential to be a 7-game series that is just incredible. They match up very interestingly. The Celtics took, I think, 3 out of 4 this year. And the one that they did win, they did not have Robert Williams, nor did they have Jaylen Brown, I don't think. So the Celtics took the regular season series. But I'm just interested to see how Maxey in playoff mode and Harden, just with him being a number 3, like, that's just incredible, because he used to be a number 1, and then you've got Embiid, and who's knowing if he's going to come back healthy or not. I'm relying on the fact that he's a little more healthy than they are leading on, that he just rested himself from that game 4 of the Brooklyn series. But then you've got, if the Hawks ended up extending this, like, this could be a well-extended Celtics team coming into a Sixers series that could pay off nicely for your boy. So, I have 2 big maxis. I listed them this morning. So I'm excited to see where those end up. But I think this series is just going to be super, super fun. Now, obviously, I can't delay the fact that it could be the Hawks, but it's not going to be the Hawks.
Yeah, it's not going to be the Hawks. As much as I, well, yeah, as much as I would love the Celtics to lose, it's not going to be the Hawks, and I'll be rooting for the Sixers to just open up a can of whoop ass on the Celtics. Maxi, the number one. And
I don't know if he's the number one. I'll give him number two.
I know I'm jumping the gun on that, but I'm going to say I'm going to speak this into existence. I'm going to speak it into existence because I've got my Maxi listed right now from Farmer Joe. The deal I did with Farmer Joe, I've got it listed as well. So hoping to profit from that bad boy. Speaking of wins of the week, let's get an audience win of the week in here. Greeny Green, this is great because we're talking about the Sixers. Paul Reed. He sold a Paul Reed auto for $69.
That is incredible work.
It is. This needs to rub off on me. I think I've been paying too much for my cards and then putting myself in a position where the card just has to go for a ridiculous amount of money for me to profit. And I feel like I need to pull more of a Greeny Green move here, or I need to look for more $10 purchases. And I think Chad Gill is going to have one for us in a minute. So stay tuned for that. But yeah. Great work, Greeny Green. Thanks for sharing.
I want to know why you bought a $10 Paul Reed auto in the first place.
Greeny Green, could you provide more information on that? Perhaps in a sports card strategy show and tell submission. Ooh. To paul@nooffseason.com. We would love to learn more, Greeny Green.
Yeah, hey, I heard rumors that Krim's going to come on the show. Is that true?
Krim was on the show.
He did?
Yeah. Check it out. Check out episode 2 of the sports card strategy show and tell.
He told me he was going to put an Aaron Rodgers auto in there just for you.
Spoiler alert. There was an Aaron Rodgers auto just for me. And it was great. I loved it. Loved every second of that. Chase Krim is going to be on more often for sure.
He'll be at the National as well.
Did a great job. Yeah, he needs to come to our meetup. Krim, come to our meetup. You and Cody. Love to see you.
He listens to almost every show, so he'll hear that.
Love it. BJ Patel is in the house. Southern Soccer Idiots in BJ. The house.
What up, Southern? You know,
because he's not invited to the meetup, unfortunately. We're kidding. We're doing great, VJ. Hope you're doing well. Also,
I got another W. Sorry.
Okay. Well, let me just give RPO a shout out and Evan Bell in the house. So W is that all these phenomenal audience members are saying hello in the chat. Go ahead, Kendall.
My brain is everywhere this morning, guys. So you gotta be, I'm on a bunch of Dayquil. So just bear with me. But how about Wrexham getting promoted from the Southern League? Come on. That is, I don't know if you know anything about this, Paul, but basically two American entrepreneurs bought a team that was way down in the Welsh league, but like competitive, like they made a whole documentary about it. Are you involved with the Wrexham hype at all? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard about this. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds and yes, some other dude own the guy team.
The guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So they bought this team for I think a couple million. Anyway, they've had a series and everything. This team is going bananas. It's been branded as America's team, and which is, I thought was going to be Leeds, but it's totally Wrexham. Anyway, they got promoted. They're now in the top four English leagues. They will even be on FIFA. I mean, they're already on FIFA, but they'll be actually in there on FIFA, and they're going to be like in the top flight where we can stream them and everything. So this will be America's team. I expect them to get back-to-back promotions and look for Wrexham in the Prem in a couple of years. That will be amazing.
Shoes loves the show. I got to check it out. My parents have talked about it a lot, so I need to check it out. I think it's on Hulu or something. So now that I have Hulu.
You know what? I actually haven't watched it.
Okay.
All right, Southern.
Southern says Wrexham going up. Everton going down.
Come on. Wow.
Sounds like an L for Lefty on a personal note.
We got a point this weekend.
All right. We got to keep this moving. My win of the week.
Train moving.
Ant-Man. So while the in-person auto failed, the regular old 2020 Donruss Optic Blue Velocity paid $143 in December, PSA 10. Sold for $210 on April 20th, made $67. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm thinking maybe I don't need to go $500 or $600 into these frickin' autos, right? Like, if, I mean, is it, it just could be that people aren't like, it's the sports card market is not crashing. Okay. First of all, there's a lot of money to be made. There's a lot of people buying sports cards. You just have to buy and sell the right things at the right time. It's all micro markets. It's all micro markets. So you just have to, like, I'm just learning like we all are as we go. And, you know, I've been on the, on these kicks of these high-end autos, which are great. But the risk, I think, is that it's like a sports bet. It's like when you bet on the favorite, you have to put in way more money just to win a little bit.
Yep.
And I feel like maybe that's what I'm doing with these high-end autos. And when you go get something simple, not a base PSA 10, right? Because the base PSA 10 Anthony Edwards is that I bought five of them. I sold all five for the exact same price that I bought them for. So the movement is not there, but the movement could be on these slight variations like the Optic Blue Velocity, for example. I think that's, that could be where I focus my attention more moving forward. More coming on that in this episode. Audience win of the week that I wanted to share is from Jasmine.
Jasmine,
ladies in the house. Let's go.
Princess Jasmine.
Princess Jasmine. W of the week. I bought a 2020 Donruss Optic Justin Herbert Green Velocity. Here you go. Like
come
I'm
on.
Saying.
Come on,
SGC
Paul.
SGC 9.5 for $160. Chad Gill. She cracked it, sent it into PSA. All in at 179. The floor on the PSA 9 is around 270 last August, which is still a W. Yes, it is, Jasmine. The ceiling PSA 10 last August was between $500 and $600. Just got it back from PSA and got a 10. Thank you, Chad, she says. I just started in the hobby in November. Still trying to figure out what works for me with having a full-time job, and I believe I found it. Thank you again, Chad.
That's so awesome.
Yes.
That's what I live for, man. These people are just enjoying their hobbies, getting in a community, making a little bit of scratch.
Yep. I can see Chad in the waiting room smiling. He can't wait to get in here.
In his orange wall.
It's killing him right now that he can't say anything, but he'll be here in a second. Don't worry, everybody. All right. I'm going to move into who we're buying. Lefty, you mentioned redemptions earlier, so I'm going to jump right into this. I looked to buy some Brooks Lee over the weekend because you touted him as a buy on the Baseball Card Strategy show last week, which everybody needs to go back and listen to if you haven't, because Lefty just absolutely slaughtered it.
Put in some work.
He murdered the show. It was his best performance ever. And so, that. But they're all redemptions, dude. The auto.
I know.
What's going on with this?
I know.
So I looked to buy some Brooks Lee. Like, should I buy... like, I don't know, the variation, serial numbered whatevers that are non-autos, that kind of thing. Nope, I went directly to Elijah Green.
Let's go.
I went directly to Elijah Green. I thought a PSA 9 for $122.50 with only six bids is probably going to be a situation where I can profit off of that. I was careful not to overbid on this. I'm basically going on the fact that I had a Jordan Lawler 9 of this exact card from a couple of years ago or last year. 2021 draft Lawler was in. Yeah, so just a year ago, but a couple of years ago when that came out, I profited off of a 9 on that. And then the second one was I thought after getting a 9 for 122, I thought getting a 10 for 300 was pretty damn good too.
Yeah. That's a great deal, I think.
And that one's in the eBay vault. So this is my first card ever that's gone into the eBay vault. I am now an eBay vaulter. So I'm excited about that.
Are you not a PWCC vaulter anymore?
I am still a PWCC vaulter, but I am in the process of liquidating all of my cards out of the PWCC vault for various reasons. I probably still will use, like, I'll use PWCC if and when I see a deal in a PWCC auction. And yeah. Then it'll go directly into my PWCC vault. This one, I won the auction, and it gave me the first ever chance to get it in the eBay vault. And I thought, why not? Let's do it. Let's use the vault. Let's use the My Collection feature. Shout out to Lucy Cotillon and her team over at eBay. Good work out of all of them. And then finally,
I'm jealous.
Joe Burrow.
Ugh.
Joey Burr.
Burr.
Chad Gill special here. My thought here was, let's get the SGC95. This is $96.02 US. I think we all know the Joey Burr PSA 10 right now goes for about 250 US. So there'd be a big upside there. And I think the PSA 9 goes for about PSA 10 for about 250, PSA 9 for about 70 right now, but it's April. So this card should go up in August and I'll have more than enough time to crack it, submit it to PSA. We'll see how that goes. All right, Lefty, over to you. Who are you buying, my friend?
Well, I think one of my next big buys, I'll have to wait probably until May, but one of my next big buys, assuming that I can move one of these maxis, is going to be a Joe Burrow. So, I mean, I'm glad that you put him up here. I wanted to have a big Trevor Lawrence, a big Joe Burrow, and then if I can make it happen, a big Josh Allen before the start of next season, football season. Like, I was even thinking last night, okay, how can I strategically get my head around what I'm going to do? Like, how can I be placing some of my money strategically now so that I can profit? Because even my brain, ladies and gentlemen, now that we have Jasmine on the show, ladies and gentlemen, what I still fall into buying what's hot in the market right now. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I can like get a Candace Parker auto or something like that before the NBA or WNBA season starts. And then I'm like, wait a second, it's probably already too late to do that. And so I was like, okay, where can I be maybe two or three steps ahead? And so I was thinking about NFL season, some stuff like that. So I'm trying to turn from playoff basketball to football. I still might make a Candace Parker play just because I feel like that's a long game. Candace Parker is definitely going to go down as what I would consider as one of the GOATs of the WNBA. And she's going to have a career after that. So she's on my interested list. I'm not exactly putting her on buy notice yet because I haven't compared the prices of what that looks like. So I don't know. You look like you're typing. Are you looking up Candace Parker stuff? If you're not, No. That's fine.
I put the link that Shoes wanted in the chat to the Slab Stocks thing. Sorry. Oh, nice. I can look up Candace Parker if you want.
Sure. I got a couple other things I want to talk about here. Okay. Second buy, Candace Parker is putting on notice. She's putting me on notice. My second buy is Ellie De La Cruz. I believe he's going to get called up at some point later in this year. And I think that the beginning of the season hype has worn off for him. He's still an incredible player and he's going to come up for the Reds. And I'm excited to watch him play as I am pretty close to Cincinnati. So I'm going to be able to watch him play live, which is going to be fun. But I think he has hyped down a little bit. So I believe it's now a good time to get in an Ellie. Also, Juan Soto, this is the biggest buy that I've seen in the past week. His rookie chromes, PSA 10s, at one point last week were down 60% from where they were last year. Now that sounds a lot worse than it is because Juan Soto got a huge hype last year during his trade. When he was traded from the Nationals, when all the media speculation, but he hasn't really done a whole lot in San Diego. He's been more or less overshadowed by some of the other stars they have on their team. Juan Soto is still very, very, very good at baseball. And this is one of those situations where he just has to do like one or two things and his market's going to boom right back to where it is. So if you can get in on some rookie card or rookie chrome autos, PSA 10s preferably, of Juan Soto, get in while you can. I believe that take advantage of a 60% recorrection. That is an excellent, excellent buy. This is another very, very risky play that I'm willing to look at right now. Torkelson cannot get any worse, Paul. He is terrible. And so I'm like, okay.
It's a long time.
Like, this guy had an incredible market at one point. And I still believe that there's a good baseball player in there somewhere. So I would sprinkle a little bit on Torkelson at this point.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big sort of pattern recognition guy. And sometimes I'm wrong, but a lot of times I am right, to be honest. And I'm seeing, and do we see a little Kelenic potential in where you know, now Kelenic,
wouldn't that be something?
Kelenic, Kelenic, whatever, is hitting Kelenic. The ball. And so now, you know, it could just take Torque a little while. So
I have a giant Kelenic lot that I'm about to list on eBay today.
Love that. Look at that. That is giant.
It's like 65
cards.
More cards
than I own, I think, just in that Kelenic lot.
Well, Kelenic was the first guy that I PC'd, so.
Yeah. So now, but I think Torque could be that next, you know, there's the pattern, right? Like number one overall pick comes up, struggles for an entire lifetime, and then decides to finally figure things out. So
that's a beautiful auto. I don't know if that really plays into it or not, but it looks sick.
Yeah, it could. Well, I think every little detail like that does eventually play in. We're going to bring in Chad here in a second. So Chad, get ready. Hopefully you don't have to run to your sales meeting. If you do, we understand. Here's Candace Parker autos. Some like one day, 12 hours left, 1056 bids for a 2009 Rittenhouse auto. That's solid. You got a Prism, $99 or best offer, Prism Green Ice. I caution you all from the best offer purchases on these types of cards. If it's not super liquid and you don't have a lot of comps to go off of, just be careful. You could lose money on that in the long term. I would bid on stuff like this. So like, but the bids seem pretty reasonable. Here's an Onyx. Shout out Shador Sanders. Onyx auto here for Candace Parker. Out of 50, that's pretty sweet. Only $4.05. Jump in on that. Here's a 2008 Rittenhouse auto. First pick. It's like a rookie auto. I think that's the same. No, different one. 2009, 2008 would be the rookie one. 5 days left. That one's probably going to go for a lot more money. $9.50. All right. So interesting.
I'm in on that one. Nobody bid on that one.
All right. Everybody let Lefty have that one. He'll share the profits with us as a result later. All right, Lefty. Chad, we're going to bring you in. Get ready. Lefty, who are you selling?
Well, Jared Kelenic. Right now, I am selling Jared Kelenic just because, like, I don't think he can get any hotter. And I have a bunch of base cards from him, and so I'm willing to just move on from them. But I've said that for a while. But some of the other buy or sells that I have are Max Muncy of the Dodgers. Holy moly. He cannot get any hotter. Surely there's a steroid test coming in his future. I can't believe this guy is leading the majors in home runs, which is so weird from a guy who really struggled last year. And then his teammate, this is a guy that I'm selling out of control right now. I wish I had more of him. James Outman. This guy was on fire. He's the LA Dodger just going absolutely just crazy. How do they keep doing this in LA? They can buy players on one side and develop nobodies on the other. And then just the wildest stories coming out of LA's farm system where James Outman is just destroying baseballs. And so I'm selling him. I'm selling Max Muncy. Also, I am starting to sell some of my big soccer autos that we're looking towards coming towards the end of the year. We talked about Saka. We talked about Haaland. We talked about Vinicius Jr. I'm even putting Chicharito in there after he scores for LA Galaxy on Sunday. LA Galaxy finally got a goal, and I'm willing to put some Chicharito autos back on the market. So any of those guys I'm starting to list. I have also listed my Tyrese Maxeys as well. I'm going to list anybody that I have right now that's either in the playoffs or a playoff basketball or end of season soccer tournaments. So EPL or Champions League, I'm listing those cards now.
That is phenomenal, Lefty. Good stuff there. SSI, is he pronouncing Chicharito correctly?
Chicharito, come on. Yes.
You got to let us know.
I'm from Texas.
Lefty, you're on fire today. You should be sick every week, unfortunately.
All
right. You shouldn't be sick every week. You just bring this fire every week. I am selling, but actually more giving away, Sports Card Strategy Show hats. And Lefty, yours should be at my doorstep today.
Let's go.
So you're going to get a shirt and a hat from me.
I need a orange Potomac, whatever, Pontiac, whatever thing Chad's got going on here.
Yeah, Chad might start getting requests for his swag. Chad, good morning. How you doing, man?
Pontiac service.
Great.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Yeah,
we got you.
All right. I had to reboot my computer, so.
All right. Sounding good, looking good, Chad.
Chad, I love your accent, by the way. It is just, it warms my Mondays.
It's the Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin, baby.
No one ever told you that your Wisconsin accent or your Wisconsin accent has warmed your Monday, have they?
No, but my sister lived in Nashville for 6 years, and everybody down there loved her because of her Wisconsin accent.
Yeah, the Wisconsin accent sounds a lot like the Michigan accent as well. So a lot of my family members sound like Chad. So I love it.
What a time.
Okay, before we get to who we're selling with Chad, just a quick happy Monday to Ziggy as well. And Greeny Green saying Lefty is bringing the flu game. I think Lefty is very Jordan-esque, absolutely. SSI says that the pronunciation does seem correct. Little P, his childhood nickname, Chicharito in Espanol. Should have known that, but didn't. Shoes wants to share his win of the week, officially a hockey card salesman. Put 15 to 20 hockey cards on his eBay. Shoes, what's your eBay? Throw it out there.
I want that.
We need your eBay so we can support you. All right. Chad is selling Cam Johnson. Now, Chad submitted this to me a little earlier than before Brooklyn got knocked out of the playoffs, but I think it's still applicable. 2019 Prism Silver PSA 10 is up 70% in the last 30 days. I still think there's a little bit of like holdover hype, even when a team gets eliminated, for a guy like Cam Johnson. So Chad digs into the data big time for NoOffseason.com. He's selling Cam Johnson of the Nets. I totally agree. And then Chad also selling Kawhi Leonard. So
yeah,
Kawhi's injured. He sat out games 3 and 4. We're confident in him for his long-term investment purposes, but now would be a great time to sell. His Prism-based PSA 10 is up 10% in the last 14 days. And also, his 2011 SP Authentic PSA 10 is up 69% in the last 14 days. So good stuff there from Chad. That's who Chad's selling. And I wanted to highlight that. Chad, you want to add anything else to that? Add any color around those plays? Good work on that.
Thanks. No, I, my leg going.
Whoa!
Hey, no problem.
I have a motion sensor every 15 minutes. If I'm not moving, it's cutting off on me. I'll send you stuff sometimes and I'm like, do with it what you will. They're not on our no off season rankings, but here they are, Paul. Do what you will.
Yeah,
you know, Cam Johnson was one of those. When I'm doing my research, I'm looking for the highs and the lows. One of these days we'll have to spend a day together and I'll show you what I do on a daily basis and you'll be like, oh, okay.
Let's do that today. Yeah. I'm just kidding. We'll definitely do that. That sounds like a great thing to do. Great way to spend a day.
Maybe at the National.
Absolutely. All right. Derek Kunzman's in the house. He says his win of the week, selling NBA playoffs, had to dig through some of his dollar box Austin Reeves enlist. Love that. Dig out the Austin Reeves, list it. The fire snuck up on me. Love it. That's absolutely correct. Shoes' eBay is QW-collectibles. Check them out. Should be able to go to ebay.com/USR/QW-collectibles, I believe is the quickest way to find that. We've got a Facebook user, likely a familiar name, but I can't see it in the StreamYard here. But additional context for Chicharito, youngest Mexican to go to the World Cup for Mexico. This person is excited to know that his cards are out there. So thanks. All right.
Javier Hernandez is his real name.
There we go. Okay. So Chad, in the house, we're going to continue it with you. This is your flip to fund your PC audience with the doctor of sports cards, Chad Gill, nickname courtesy of Mr. Ryan Borowski. Chad's segment today is how to make money flipping Anthony Volpe. Chad, I'm going to narrate the slides for those people watching, but take it away for everyone else.
All right. So there's several ways that I make money doing flipping to fund my PC. The cracking of the slabs, of course, is the most fun because you get crap flying everywhere and shards and you got to wear glasses and have tools. But this is, watch for an article. I've got an article that's going to be coming out for the premium content members this week, probably in the next day or two. I've already done the research for all of our loyal members, so you don't have to spend hours at the computer figuring this out, but we're going to give you a teaser. This is the one. Anthony Volpe, of course, has been hot. One of the things that you want to focus on when you're flipping, as Paul mentioned, is it does not, you do not have to go with autos. You do not have to go with the hottest card in the market. Here's a little spoiler. This is going to have to do with math. Dr. Chad Gill doing math, shocker. When you get caught up in the hype cycles, that's when you have the ability to lose a lot of money. And I'll talk more on the flipping with the cracking too, because there's some clarification on there to make sure that not everybody's going to make money on that as well. But here's the easiest way that I have found to make money is this play right here. I've been doing it for several years. It is the most profitable, easiest way to fund your PC that I have found. It does take some research, but here's the research for you. So the 2020 Bowman Chrome Prospect, card number BCP-139. It's his first Chrome Bowman card. Volpe, it does not matter much if his cards are hot or cold right now. The math says that you can make money. So raw right now, the most recent sale was $18.25. I think that says $18.95. Oh, there's a buy it now maybe for $18.95. Yep, but $18.25 right. Was the most recent sale. I looked up the last 14 days worth of sales data, and they range anywhere from $14.28 to $18.25. So the $18.25 is its highest point, and it might go up another dollar or two. It really doesn't matter for this exercise. The next thing you want to do is look at the values of the PSA 9s and the PSA 10s. PSA 9s are currently selling for $43. PSA 10s are selling for $119. You can get the information for the gem rate or the grading data from PSAgrading.com. You do not need a membership to get that, but you want to go in and look at how many cards of his are graded. So there are 2,902 cards graded. 1,729 of them are PSA 10s for a 59.5% gem rate. There are 1,091 PSA 9s for a 37.5% gem rate. So what I suggest is you buy 20 of these raw cards at $18.25 a piece, which is $365. Your grading fee, the reason I suggest 20 is because you need 20 to get the $19 bulk grading fee. If you are not a member for the collector's member and you need to pay $25 a card, just cut this in half or whatever you want to do, cut it down. And you can do it at $25 without a membership. But $19 a card times 20 cards is $380. So you'll have $745 total investment plus shipping costs. Let's call it another $50 to be conservative. So we'll round up and we'll just call it $800 for a total investment on 20 raw cards that you send into PSA. Now, using the math that PSA has already provided us, if you take the gem rate of 59.5% for PSA 10s, that comes out to 0.595. Take 20 cards times 0.595, that gives you 11.8. So round it up to 12. 12 cards at $119 is $1,428.
Let's go.
Now, if you take the math and you do the math on the nines, that would be 20 cards at, let me find my, you got the math up here probably, 375 times 20, and that comes out to be where's my math here? I'm disorganized. That's here.
Good, for Chad.
When you guys started talking about Ellie De La Cruz, here's a spoiler alert. There is a Ellie De La Cruz play in this for those of you that are premium members. So you take 20 times 0.374, and that gives you 7.4. So you round that up to 8. So your math always has to come out to 20 cards. So you have 8 PSA 9s, 12 PSA 10s, according to the thing.
Yep.
You take 8 cards times $43, and that's $344. So if you sell those, you're going to have $1,722 in sales. You take your $800 investment, you got $922 of profit. You're more than doubling your money in 90 days, assuming a 60-day turnaround for grading. Now, here's the beautiful part about this. If you assume that, you know, there's a 30% decrease over the next 3 months because he gets cold, take 30% off, you still make $600. You're still close to doubling your profit. If that's not enough, cut it in half. You still make $500, $450. This is the easiest, safest way that I am aware to make money, and it has nothing to do with how hot the card is, how hot the market is. It's simply math.
Math, baby.
So what Chad is doing here, so that everyone knows, is finding a card with a high gem rate that also fits the pocket of a relevant player. Volpe happens to be relevant. Like he said at the beginning of the segment, doesn't really matter if he's hot or cold right now. If you can get his cards for this price that he's talking about, that $14 to $19 range of the raw Bowman Chrome first for Volpe, then basically doing the math around how many projected 10s, how many projected 9s, what the cost is on both of those, what the output is on the projected amount of 10s and 9s, subtracting the overall investment fee, including the cards and the PSA grading fee, and then basically saying your upside is around $900, your downside is around $500, but there's still a profit there. It's genius, honestly. It's genius. This is one of the many reasons why we love Chad, why we love having him on the show and part of nooffseason.com. So more on this from Chad at nooffseason.com for premium members. Again, if you want to get on free on that, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Lefty, do you have anything to add on this one?
My brain was scrambled there, but all I saw was green. That's all I'm saying. I'm greeny, green, green.
Yep. Understand the concept here, people. Understand the concept. I think that is the key. And if you want to just take Chad's Volpe play right now and make money off of it, go right ahead. That's what we're here for. Rusty Emma Gart, what up, Russ, in the house? Finally caught you live. Missed you last week. Loving the added episodes. Yeah, we've added quite a bit of episodes, and I am happy about it. All right, coming up next, we've got audience Q&A. Yeah. Chad's going to stick around with us.
Yeah, Paul, can I tease one more thing for
a shameless
plug for if you're not a premium member, this will pay for your membership, I promise. Here are your cards that are going to be this. Here's the teaser. The cards that are going to be in this article coming out in the next couple of days. Ellie De La Cruz. There will be an Ellie De La Cruz. For hockey players, there's going to be an Alexis Lafreniere up Young Guns. There will be a Adam Fox Young Guns, a Trevor Lawrence play. There's an Erling Haaland play, a De'Aaron Fox play, a Joe Burrow play, a John Morant play, a Tyrese Maxey play, Shohei Ohtani play, Jordan Walker play, Adley Rutschman play. It is packed full of money-making opportunities. You do not want to miss this article unless you want to risk yourself continuing to crack slabs and get eye shards.
Love it. Avoid the shards and listen to Chad. But we got a tip coming up later in the audience Q&A to avoid the shards. And just real quick, shout out to one of the other ladies in the house. This is a Leslie Alegria. This is Shoes's wife, everybody. She's the one commenting on Javier Hernandez Balcansar Chicharito's real name. RPO Sports Cards loves the Chad play. He's a high school math teacher, so he loves the numbers. I think at some level, we all love the numbers here in the
I'm going to have to go back and watch it in slow motion.
Go back and watch.
The article lays it out. So here's the I haven't sent it to Paul yet, but I went and I stole the Geico commercial. The picture that's going to be for the for this is going to be so easy a caveman can do it. I laid things out so simple that I made sure my seven-year-old, I had him go through it and he figured it out. So easy a seven-year-old can do it.
Yeah, but your seven-year-old is coming from a beautiful mind DNA. So just saying.
Yep. All right. Let's get over to audience Q&A. Kind of related to the cracking and subbing. Lonnie Conley, new friend of mine. Shout out, Lonnie. Great work on the latest sub of 20 cards. This is just kind of anecdotal. Audience question update. Latest sub of 20 cards to PSA only had 5 tens and everything else a 9. It doesn't seem bad to me, but he says, with the value of a 9 being so diminished for modern cards, do we believe that the quick turnaround with SGC could provide the value we need to continue to hunt and grade? He says, I don't like to fight the market, of course. That's a Lefty McKee special. PSA is king of modern, but this is two subs in a row where the 10s are less than 25% of the overall sub. And I've been grading by my eye for a really long time. Used to consistently be in the 60% 10 range, which is fine for me. Of course, that's great. Even had some older cards like the Chipper Jones Upper Deck Rookie come out at 9, and that is harder to eyeball than most of the order. I feel like I am better now at eyeballing than I was 10 years ago. Took 65 days door-to-door from PSA on this one, and they had pretty consistent at 35 days for the last year. Three of the cards I subbed that received 9s were redemptions that were encased, and I opened them and sent them in. So I think Lonnie's point here, guys, is that he's disappointed with PSA from a couple aspects, right? The lower gem rate, the higher turnaround time. And I think his question is, does SGC provide like a better service in terms of being able to get a quick sort of pre-grade turnaround? And I think, Lefty, I'll let you take this, but my quick thought is that it depends on the card, right? Like if this is a really, really high-end card, then that does make sense, especially if you're trying to do a really, really quick flip. But if it's not a high-end card, then no, because you're just wasting your profit margin by paying additional for the grading fee.
That's what I was thinking. Chad looks disgusted, so we'll just have him go.
Chad, what do you think?
Absolutely not. PSA is the way to go. You lose 50% of your value, almost 50%. Compare a PSA 10 to a SGC 10 or PSA 9 to an SGC 9. I don't care what card it is. It's almost 50 to 60%. You're losing 40 to 50% value doing SGC. The quicker turnaround time absolutely positively is not worth it. However, this is what I wanted to cover on the show here, and I wanted to clarify. So with Paul doing his 40-card cracking in the show and tell, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. It was amazing watching 40 cards getting cracked. I did give him some tips. I think he was using the wrong snippers, which is why it took him 2.5 hours to do 40 cards. I just, over the weekend, I messaged Paul with, there you go. I told him the correct cut. You got to get the diagonal cutters. Just to compare it, I wanted to see what I did. So I cracked 6 cards. It took me 10 minutes to crack them, clean them, and put them into the holders to send to PSA. So at that rate, it would have taken me 40 minutes to do 40 cards instead of 2.5 hours. So I think that the tools that we're using is part of it. I haven't said this to Paul yet. So I'm going to do it live. So here you go.
Let's go.
Paul has a lot more intestinal fortitude than I do with the cards that he picked. The profit margins that Paul picked, there's too much risk there for me.
Yeah.
Way too much risk there for me, which is, like the comment that we just had with the 9s, my last 3 submissions have come back and the 10s have been way down in the last 3. So I'm curious to see the April gem rate data to see if PSA gem rate data has dropped. I've heard a lot of the people that I talked to in the card circle stating that because they opened up their new facility and they have a lot of new graders, that the cards aren't getting the same type of rate. I don't know if any of that's true. The data will tell you whether or not that's true or not. But here's the really important thing. And as I mentioned into the play that I just did, you want to do a play that you minimize your risk. So when I look at a cracking of the of an SGC or C, I did a couple of HGAs for Paul this week, so he'll be happy with that.
build up the forearm strength.
I think the HGAs cracked the easiest of any of them from my experience. But
BGS is the hardest I've done.
BGS is the hardest by far. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God for that inner sleeve. But when you do the math, so I won't buy a card to crack and resubmit unless. If I'm buying a 9.5, I better be able to get a 9 for what I paid for the 9.5. So the only thing I'm going to be out is my grading fee. I'm willing to sacrifice a $20 grading fee. I'm not willing to sacrifice $50 or $100 or $200. Not going to do it.
Yeah.
I can't afford that. I need to make money. I make a couple thousand dollars a month doing flipping sports cards. And you'll get to see in a future episode of some of my collection. I do it simply to fund my collection, but I can't take that many L's. So I do the math. So a lot of Paul's plays were, if he gets a 10, he makes bank. If he gets a 9, he loses bank.
I get crushed.
I will never make that play ever. I won't buy a card. I don't care if I'm going from a 7.5 and trying to get an 8. I've been doing a lot of 8.5s because PSA has an 8.5, which is even like a safer play. Because if the PSA 8.5 sells for more than the CSG or HGA or SGC 8.5, now instead of it dropping a half a grade to an 8, it can get the same grade at an 8.5 and I'm making good money. So I found another little niche there that I, matter of fact, I've got a 22 card submission at PSA right now that are all 8.5s. I cracked 22 8.5s. And if they all come back 8.5s on those 22 cards, I'm projected to make $2,200.
Yeah. So I need to do a lot more of what Chad is doing. And Kendall, it comes back to patience, right? We know I have zero patience. I think that's what
patience.
It is.
You got to do the research and you got to have the patience.
Yeah. Find the deal that Chad's talking about. Hey, Chad, real quick. Will PSA just grade something in 8.5 or do you have to put something in your submission that says?
It's part of their grading scale. If you look at their grading scale, they go 9. I don't know why they don't have a 9.5, but they have a half grade from 8.5 all the way down to 1.5. They have a half grade in every step except the 9.5.
Interesting. Okay, real quick. So another slab cracking help came in from Brett Stoud. He was listening to the last podcast that Chad was talking about, the one where it was the show and tell. Go back and watch it. I show at the end of the show and tell how I crack 40 slabs. And Brett says, he's trying to help me with the shard problem. I had some shards flying all around, affecting the cards, affecting my house. My dog was scared. Everything was my family was like, what the hell's going on in there? And so the shard issue can be cleared up with a couple other things here that I think Chad will like. So Chad showed me the Amazon link of the right pliers to buy. I held them up a second ago. For those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, I was holding up pliers that Chad told me to get. You can check out youtube.com/Paul Hickey to see that. Brett says, put them inside a plastic bag, Paul. That is genius. Why didn't I think of that? Brett, this is photos of Brett. For those of you watching, for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, I'm showing photos of Brett. He also says, in addition to putting it inside the plastic bag before you crack it, he says, use one small screwdriver to get into the top of the slab, and then that creates more room for a larger screwdriver that can crack open the top of the slab. So thank you, Brett, for that. You know, we're all learning here together. I may be the host of the show, but I don't know everything. That's why we have these guys on with me. So
Brett watched I don't know if he was doing it before, but Brett watched my cracking video. That is exactly how I laid it out. The diagonal cutter, small screwdriver, big screwdriver, they crack open like butter.
Yep.
Like butter.
Love it. And then Rusty is definitely pumped about Chad's last week on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, just holding up banger after banger vintage. A lot of feedback on Chad's super collector, basically. Super collector Chad Gill from last week. Stay tuned for more on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, but we're gonna move along here. So Trevor Atkins asks, insight on in-person autos. First of all, hope you had a chance to flip some maxi cards. You called it. You and Lefty call a lot of things. I'm a regular listener for the last several months. I'm a huge fan. I run a student news show, and I know how much work it is to do what you do. I'm a native to Hawaii, where we have no pro sports, and everything, including your show, starts at dawn. But my dad is in the town sports radio guy, and I might be next in line. I appreciate how positive you are. You never tear anyone down, and that's rare. Taking way more advice than perhaps I should from you. But can you share some insight on in-person autos? I assume that's IP. Yes. Okay. eBay typically has them posted at about 50% of ungraded branded autos. Is 50% a bargain or a waste of money? How many are authentic? I've seen some seriously questionable stuff. Lefty, you take this one.
Yeah, I stay away from these just because there's so many other ways I can spend my money. The only way or reason that I would do this is if it was a vintage card, because vintage cards don't have autos on them typically. And so if it's a player or a card that has no autographs, and then all of a sudden you can find that card with an autograph, then I would say then go for it.
Only if it's like been authenticated by.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Unless you've seen it yourself signed in person, or if it's authenticated, it can be so easily faked these days. But at the same time, like I really, guys, honestly, I don't really buy that much. Like all this stuff back here, these are empty boxes. Like this is like for my breaking company. I really don't have that many cards. And so sure, I'm not out here just buying, you know, anything left and right. If I'm buying it, it's for a flip. So I'm not buying cards that I'm going to have a hard time flipping. Yeah. I'm not buying cards that I'm going to have a hard time convincing somebody else to buy. So it's just not something I'm interested in.
Yeah. And that last line there, Trevor from Lefty is basically his way of saying he thinks that those in-person autos are very hard to convince people to buy. And based on my L of the week this week that you heard earlier, I agree. So second question from Trevor, I love parallels and image variations, but your show and everyone else focuses way more on rookie autos. That's fair. How would you rank a rookie auto versus a rookie short print variation or parallel? Example is a out of 500 numbered rookie parallel or a out of 500 variation, a better play than a rookie auto with a larger print run.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think there are places where we get a little too auto hungry. Paul does a good job about this by talking about the velocities and things like that. When in my specific scenario, Bowman Chrome autos and soccer autos are really where I'm trying to invest my time and money. And so I forget the image variations and stuff like that. There's plenty of room to be made there, but I think so we talk from our own kind of hustle. Like Paul has his way of doing things. I have my way of doing things. Chad clearly has his way of doing things that's very articulate and documented.
And successful.
Very successful. But we all have like our little niche. My niche just happens to be Bowman Chrome and usually Topps Chrome soccer autos. And so that's just kind of where I sit. But in terms of like F1 cards or stuff like that, I do typically go with parallels just because they're a little more obtainable. So there is money to be made in variations and short prints. I would just say, just do your research on trying to figure out if, as long as you can do your research and there's margin to be made, which there is, then pull a Chad and go dive in, son.
Chad, do you have anything to add on this one?
I do. I love in-person autos. I've got, I don't know, a few thousand of them. I've been thinking about sending them into Beckett because that's the cheapest way to get them authenticated. And then if they authenticate, I might send them to PSA and pull a Paul.
Yep.
Because you can get, I mean, you can get Beckett's, some of it, depending on who the player is, you can get one for $12-15 or might be 40 or 50, you know, for a big named one. But I love in-person autos. And as far as making money, I don't have any data to back this up. This is just a gut feeling. I'd have to pull the data out of my spreadsheets, but I think I am right when I say this. It is easier to make money on a short print parallel than it is on an auto. However, if I am for my personal collection, I'd much rather long-term keep an auto. the Bowman autos, if you can get them raw before they off the money, like Lefty did with his Endy play, and you can turn it into, what did you turn it into? 18 cards or something like that.
Yeah.
So there is the key to the autos is you have to prospect. You have to get them before they become popular.
Yeah.
Once they become popular, it's way easier to make money on a short print, such as Paul's Blue Laser or whatever that was.
Yeah.
I tend to focus. If I'm not buying for long term, I tend to focus more on the parallels.
That's very well said. I think that's Trevor. That's a great way to look at it. Is like, if someone's already very well known, it's going to be hard to make money on their auto. Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Maxey, some of these guys, they're not really prospects anymore. Lefty's very good at the Endy Rodriguez's of the world, and hopefully the Spencer Joneses and some of the other guys. But yeah, to Chad's point, once they're already well known, you can probably more easily make more money on the parallels, the short prints, non-autos, things like that. Okay, real quick, Chad, there's some things coming in the chat, and then we've got more audience Q&A.
Can I add one point to that, Paul?
Yeah, go for it.
Just to reiterate what Chad just said, earlier when I was talking about Juan Soto being 60% down, his rookie chrome parallels are the ones that are down. His Bowman chrome autos are actually not down even close to that.
Mm.
So that's another application that autos are hard to, of big names are hard to get in and out of, but parallels swing and you can make quite a bit of profit margin on the rookie parallels.
Yeah, like easy to get in and out of, but hard to make any money on, like for sure. I think that's a good point. So SSI says he agrees with Chad. PSA needs a 9.5. Heated debate. Agree with Chad. Bring in the 9.5. The stream is continuing to blow up over Chad's collection that he calmly showed in last week's episode of the Sports Card Show and Tell. Highly recommend that you all go back and watch that episode. It was really cool. MW in the chat. Chad, can you quickly explain the 8.5 grade again? Is this a new approach, or what percentage would you say the 8.5 grade gets, an 8.5 or a 9 grade percent? I think so. MW is talking about the crossover, like percentage on like SGC or CSG or whatever crossover. Does the higher likelihood to get a PSA 8.5 or a PSA 9?
That's a great question, and I'll have data in the future. The reason that I came across this was studying the data that I had. I had five crossover 8.5s. Of all the cards that I've cracked in the last several years, I've only cracked five 8.5s. And one came back a 9, one came back an 8, and three of them came back 8.5s. Well, so the 8, I lost my grading fee because that's the way that I try to plan it out. But the 8.5s, I actually made good money, and I started looking at that going, huh, I wonder if I'm completely missing a play here. So to try it out, like to full disclosure, I cracked 22 8.5s from four different companies, and they're currently at PSA. I don't have the data other than the five 8.5s that I've done previously, which one went to a 9, one went to an 8, and three stayed 8.5s. That's the only data that I have so far.
Okay. Great question, MW. All right, up next, Major League Profits. Have you guys heard of this? Scam, legit, real? Audience question from Cassie. Just to add a little bit of context around this, Cassie was asking me if a friend of hers should spend around $7,000 to learn from these people in a class of how to flip sports cards and make money. Lefty?
Okay. You can pay me $5,000 and I'll do better than that, probably. I'm just saying, like, you can pay for nooffseason.com and I'm assuming that you will get more out of it. Here, I am not a fan of this. I have had people that I've chatted with that did not, let's just say it didn't go well in this specific program. So please don't do this.
Yeah, I mean, they could be legitimately helping people.
It's just so expensive.
But and I will say that you can obviously listen to this show and figure and have a lot, just even in this one episode, we've all told you how to make quite a bit of money. Chad especially has dropped a lot of knowledge. You can go premium free for a year at nooffseason.com. That is going to teach you how to make a lot of money. And so I would say, this is how I put it. I would rather see you spend that $7,000 on sports cards that will make you money in the way of a lot of the strategies that we drop for you on the show. And I would think everyone probably listening to this would agree with me, although I would love to hear from these people. You know, I'm sure that they have some legitimacy to them, but I definitely wouldn't do it. Cassie, thanks for the question. All right, up next.
Evan says this really well right here. Comment.
Yep. You can learn anything on YouTube for free.
YouTube University, baby.
That's true. It's true. I've made a lot of money myself learning how to do things on YouTube and then doing them for people. So Keith Riordan, longtime member of the website. Appreciate you, Keith. What would you list this for? This is an interesting one. It's a Randy Johnson 2019 one of one NT booklet.
Wow.
Game used patch auto booklet. And so I'm just gonna take this one in the interest of time so we can keep moving here and get through everything in the next probably 10 minutes. These types of things, like a George Brett similar situation, sold for $130. Not a booklet, but a Cal Ripken sold for $70. Not a booklet, but a Mark McGwire sold for $51. Not a booklet, but a David Ortiz sold for $58. So, Keith, hopefully in the what to list this for, maybe like a $275, $250 OBO kind of thing. Don't accept anything auction less than maybe $100. Chad says auction. Okay. Chad says
you
auction.
You can't. You get anything. You get a five of five. You get a number to five or less. There are so few comps out there. You can put something stupid and ridiculous with our best offer on it. But then you get all the weirdos of the world trying to offer you something stupid. I don't have time for that. If I get even number to 25, that I might put a price on it. But if there's a comp, if it's numbered to five or less, put it in an auction. I'd take some intestinal fortitude because you got to know, what if only somebody only bids $19 on it? But if it's desirable, like Randy Johnson, there's going to be eyeballs on that. You start it at $1, you get as many eyeballs as you can, you let it roll. Don't freak out because with 30 minutes to go, it's going to seem like it's way too cheap. Somebody's going to have their sniper stuff going and it's going to finish at way higher than anything you figured you could get on a buy it now price, my opinion.
I like that. I like that. It is a one of one. Some of the other comps I threw out there were definitely
or sell it to me
out of 49 out of 25. Oh, hey, Chad wants it. There you go. Okay. PSA screw up from Matthew Brookman. Recently got these three cards back from PSA. The screw up is that the Magic Johnson in the middle was placed in a slab that doesn't fit the card. He will take basically his question is, submitted it through his local card dealer, has an email into him asking what his options are. Hasn't got back to me yet. Have you seen this? What does PSA do to fix this? We'll answer that in a second. I like the comment here. PS, I'll take the moniker Northern Soccer Idiot if it isn't being used. For those of you watching, here's the photo. Basically you can see Magic in the middle. I mean, of all the players to screw up, don't screw up Magic. He's the GOAT. I mean, I don't know. I don't like Lefty. You submit stuff to PSA for people. What would you do?
I would send it back and just I'm about to send one back as well. That's a Tom Brady that's loose as well. It bugs me that when I like pick it up, it goes click, 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 click in the middle. I'm just
and it's probably damaging the card when you do that too. Yep. So I would, thanks for the question there, Matthew. I would think you could probably send this to PSA yourself and not wait for the, I mean, it sucks in the customer service world where we all three of us reply to people right away. That people don't, that kind of pisses me off that your local card shop doesn't reply to you right away. They should, but, I don't know Lefty would, if you would have submitted this through him, but I think you could just send this into PSA yourself. Like I wouldn't even wait for that, to be honest. So we'll keep it moving here. Brett Finkel is buying crap. I like this one, Chad. I'm going to send this one over to you, 'cause I feel like you've done this, but, is buying cracked slabs on eBay a good strategy? I replied back and I said, Brett, love it. What keywords do you use for this? And he said, just started to look, but used Kraken slab, damaged slab, cracked slab. And then I said, I think what you should do is, use a search like PSA, because Brett basically said, I'm getting all these cracked ice listings. So here's a little tip for you. If you do like PSA cracked slab, and I was getting new slab with this as well, which is the opposite, obviously. But if you do parentheses minus new end parentheses, and then parentheses minus ice end parentheses, the eBay search results will take out the words new for slab and ice for cracked. So you could do a PSA cracked slab with the parentheses minus
Aronson
ice. And then you've got, yep, I knew Lefty would like this. There's a Paxton Aronson out of 99 PSA 10 with a cracked slab. There's a 2020 Burrow, not like, I mean, absolute PSA 9, I wouldn't go after anyway, but if you know, if you can find like cracked slabs, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Emergent, Prism Silver, not a very desirable card, but 99 cents, one day left, no bids. Chad, what's your take on this?
Been there, done that, wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. My experience is every single one of the cards, when you get them and you crack them, they are damaged.
Okay, there you go. There you have it. Avoid, Brett. Great question, though, because I would have thought maybe do it. So glad that we have Chad, but I see your point there though. Like the card would be damaged.
Yeah. If you want to take the chance, I'm sure not all of them are damaged, but I was 0 for 10. So after 10, I thought, what are you doing? Stop doing this.
0 for 10. There you go. Proof is in the data. Mr. Ryan Baruski, unable to make the live stream today, but I'm sure he is watching now. Should I flip Embiid now? SGC 9.5 about 6 weeks ago had a little center appeal. Looks like he cracked it and got a PSA 10, perhaps. Yep, he did. $60, cracked it, got a PSA 10. Great work, Ryan. And then he's finding recent sales for between $200 and $300. Not super liquid card though. His question is, what's the play? Saw some clown, to use his word, list it for $999. Thinking maybe $400 to $500, buy it now, accepting offers in the $300. Thinking sell Embiid now. I'm thinking sell Embiid now. Recent sales of this card. This is the 2014 Panini Excalibur Crusade Camouflage PSA 10. For those of you wondering what card I'm talking about, Baruski bought the SGC 9.5 for $60, cracked it, sent it to PSA, got a gem mint 10, looking at a profit here. Recent sales of this card, he's spot on. Right around the $200 to $300 range is where this is going. Maybe a little bit less than $200 a couple months ago. Now it's the NBA playoffs. Some listings though, Baruski, for you that I found. So, and this is kind of the question I think for the guys, if they want to add in on this, Baruski wants to list this card for between $400 and $500, accept a best offer in around the $300 range. Spoiler alert for those of you wanting to buy this card. But when you look, there are listings for $275 and $250 of the same card. So I guess my question is for Kendall and Chad, how do you guys view this kind of situation, Lefty, when you're like, I think I want XYZ, but there's listings for significantly less. Does that play into your thinking, or do you ignore those listings and go for what you want?
I mean, I did this morning with some maxi cards. I listed them for what I wanted them to be on there, and I'm fine with them sitting on there until, like, eventually. You don't want to be the lowest card on the market, ideally. You know, like, so you want somebody else, like, if there's a run on Embiid cards, you want to be like the fourth or fifth option for people that keeps going up. You know, like, if there's a $300 card, there's a $400 card, and a $500 card, and you're the $500, those two get sniped, and then all of a sudden somebody is like, crap, I got to have this one. Boom, they're like 500 real quickly. So I listed my, for instance, I listed my maxis for like 700, or one of them for 700. And then there was the same card lower for 500. And so I'm expecting somebody to offer, once that one goes, someone to offer around, you know, a little bit more than that. So
Chad, anything to add anyway, on this one?
That's how I would put it.
Yeah. I default to the numbers again. I go to Market Movers and I look at the chart. Is the card on the way up or is the card on the way down? If the card's on the way down, I want to be the cheapest one because I want to sell it within 24 hours of listing it. I want to get rid of it.
I'm assuming it's on the way up.
Yeah, if the card is on the way up like Embiid would be doing right now, I'm absolutely in the camp of Kendall there. I would not want to be the lowest price. I would, you know, if there's people out there asking 250, 400 might be a little bit too much unless you just don't care if you sell it. Or if you believe that the Sixers are going to beat the Celtics. If there's a lot of eyeballs on it, an auction might be the way to go because you could get a lot of eyeballs during that Sixers-Celtics matchup. You could get a lot, especially if he has a couple of good games. I personally put my stuff at buy it nows. I do not put best offers. When people click that they're watching it, you get an alert and you can send them a private offer. And anybody that clicks a watch on one of my buy it nows, they get an offer less than what I have it listed for. It's kind of like a buy it an offer. And then once you do that, then they have the ability to counter with an offer or whatever they want. And then the negotiation starts, or you just say yes or no and sell the card.
I love that. The additional level of strategy there, looking at Market Movers and determining if the card's on the way up or on the way down, that is key. I love that. If you want your first month for only $1 at marketmoversapp.com, use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. That'll hook you up. If you want to meet Lefty, Chad, and myself, Borusky, others at the National Shoes, email me at paul@nooffseason.com because I want to meet Chad. I think you want to meet Lefty and Chad. I've already met Lefty. He's a lot of fun. Great guy. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Last question of the day, guys. This is from Shoes. And we hit on it a couple weeks ago, I think. But I think the best thing in my life that came out of the last couple of weeks is I finally clicked on the purchase shipping label button on eBay. And it made my life so much easier. So there basically... Shoes, to answer your question, how to buy a shipping label on eBay. Do they charge you for this? How does it work? Blah, blah, blah. Super easy. All you do is, after you sell a card on eBay, it should always give you the option on your computer. It should say purchase shipping label. It'll make you pay via PayPal, like basically, but I just have my credit card on file on PayPal, so it charges my credit card. But it'll say, would you like it to charge your PayPal account or your credit card through PayPal? Once that's hooked up one time, you can always just click purchase shipping label from that exact eBay listing. The thing, there's multiple reasons to do this if you can. Number one is it's cheaper. It's a dollar cheaper, actually. And so it's like $4.20 to ship a card instead of like $5.20 or $5.15 or whatever, if you're just shipping the one card. Number two is it takes a little bit of the pressure off as the seller. It immediately adds the tracking number to the listing. So the buyer gets a notification that their cards are already has a shipping tracking number, a USPS tracking number on it, which I think is like one of the best things you can do for your customer service as an eBay seller is let that buyer know that the card's on its way. And then number three is you can just save it as a PDF file. If you don't have a printer at home, you can print it somewhere else. If you do have a printer at home, print it up and stick it right there on the package and stick it in your mailbox. Number three, you don't even have to go to the post office. I mean, I love the little old ladies at my post office, but you know, they don't want to see me come in with 20 packages that don't have postage yet or tracking yet. So I just go, I know Greeny Green, I am so late on that. But the reason why is because I was living in Spain for 5 years. So I just got back and I can actually mail my own cards. So that is why, my friend. But you, yes, I am definitely late. And I'm late giving that tip because I only really give tips on stuff that I do or that people in our audience do. I don't go off and give tips on stuff that I don't really know how to know what I'm talking about. So anyway, shoes, great question. Chad, you're going to go first. Lefty, you're going to go last. What do you guys have to add for today's show? Chad, what else you got to add, my man?
Just on the shipping label thing there, if a label maker, a little tiny label maker, a laser, they're like $40 at Walmart, makes your life even easier. However, when I run out of labels and what I did before I bought a label maker, I'll just print it on a piece of paper, take a scissors and cut it out and use clear packaging tape and tape it over to the envelope or the whatever. That way, if you don't have an actual label, that label works printer. Just as well.
Yeah, that's what I do too. Have a label printer, just a regular printer. So I'm just going packing tape over that.
Yeah, that works out just fine. And like you said, you can put it right in the mailbox. It's easy. And I set it up. I don't ever pay it off a credit card. You can take it out of your funds. So I just set it up. So if I sell a card for $10 and it's $4 to ship it, I get $10 less the eBay fees, less the shipping, and I'll get $3 put in my account or whatever it is. And then nothing goes to the PayPal or debit card.
True. Take it out of your eBay funds if you want. Good point. All right, Lefty McKee, at Lefty McKee on Twitter, @_breaks on Twitter. Everybody go give him a follow.
Yes, please.
Lefty, we got to add for today's show. Any FC Cincinnati stuff?
I'm going to the Rangers Reds game on Tuesday night, so I'm pretty excited about that. And
is
I just
want Rose know- Lavelle Stadium.
No, it's not, but it should be. Okay. Speaking of Rose Lavelle. Here she is.
There we go.
And all of her beauty. I don't know why it's so freaking hard to search for eBay sellers. eBay is an amazing site, but good lordy, trying to find a seller's page is horrific.
It is. It's like it's an advanced search, which is kind of annoying. But to find like the card treasury, for example, so to give a shout out to Rob Masora, like his is a store. So it's like ebay.com/str/the card treasury. But if you want to go find like me, for example, I'm just a user. Don't really care about the difference. Maybe I should, but that's content for another day. ebay.com/usr/no-offseason-sports-cards. So it is a little bit hard to find a seller or a user or whatever. But then once you save the ones that you like, you do get email alerts from eBay and possibly push notifications on your mobile app if you have them enabled. I want to do a lot more eBay.
I'm trying to find all my shoes and I can't.
Ah, okay. Well, shoes. Email or tweet at Lefty McKee your eBay link to your profile if you can find it. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show. We are helping you make money flipping sports cards without paying companies $7,000 to $20,000 to take a class. We love all of you. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Let's cue that rock music and everybody have a great day. Lefty?
Cue the rock music, baby.